Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Friday, and Pop Douglas will join us in about 20 minutes at 7:05. And Red Sox don't get it done last night, but that means they can win tonight. Magic number is one. And if you would like to be able to enjoy that game for free, I think there's only one option, and it happens to be the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and, indeed, the Odyssey app, because this is an Apple game. And so, Wiggy, I don't know where you are. I know you didn't want to cough up for YouTube TV. I understand that. And so I don't know where you got Apple.
I got everything. Okay. I don't miss a beat.
Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to hear it for free, then you can tune in this evening, 7:10, first pitch for the Boston Red Sox. But we have leads left, including one from Mama. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How was yesterday after the big announcement?
I was just going to say, we have the kindest listeners ever.
Are you sure about
yes,
that?
Yes, I am sure. After yesterday, it was 99% really positive.
All right.
You're always going to get a few, and that's fine. But like the way in which people let us into their lives and really feel like we're a part of theirs, I got so many nice messages. I mean, people, first and foremost, just congratulating and saying that Santo and I are going to make great parents. Like, that's all you want to hear. It's obviously, I'm terrified. I've never been a parent. I don't have siblings. Like, I don't have any younger siblings.
We're aware of that.
Yeah. So, but to hear people who have met me say that is special and really means a lot. But then to have people say, you know, I've never been happier for two people I've never met, or I was in the car when you made the announcement and I teared up because I know how long you've wanted this. So it's really, really, really nice. So thank you to everybody, because it was a special day yesterday for us.
And you guys got a good village too.
Yes.
So
yes,
you'll be very lucky.
Yeah.
You'll be straight.
But my lead this morning is a Taylor Swift lead. Hate to tell you guys, but I think you're going to like it, because Taylor Swift seems to be out when it comes to the halftime performance for the Super Bowl this year. It is September 26th, so we're late when it comes to Super Bowl announcements, halftime. Mm-hmm. They usually announce the first, second week of September, so we're late on the late side, but it does seem like she is out because she was not going to do it just for pub. Taylor Swift doesn't need pub.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL does not usually pay their halftime performers for the Super Bowl. They think it's an honor, if you will.
Was she struggling financially?
No, she is not struggling financially. But Rob Shooter, who's like a pretty well-known gossip columnist, said the NFL's dream of securing Taylor Swift for the Super Bowl halftime has collapsed. They expected the biggest artist in the world to do it for exposure. Taylor Swift doesn't need exposure. She wanted a deal that reflected her value. She doesn't need the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl absolutely needs her. Eric Shun.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, right. It's not an Eric Shun.
She can't do this for her fans?
You know what?
For the love of the game?
I am very happy she's not doing it. Very happy. Obviously, the more Taylor Swift, the more I like. But in a year where Travis is still playing, I would just rather her wait for him to retire if she's ever going to do it. After reading the things that I've read, it doesn't seem like she ever will, because she's never going to do it for the exposure.
She's not
going to
do it for free.
Right. So the names on the list right now, number one, Greg brought it up, Adele, which I love Adele. She's on my list of people that I need to see before I die. But
boring.
I don't think she's the halftime person. Miley Cyrus.
All right.
Jay-Z.
All right.
Chapel Roan.
Don't know her.
And Metallica.
Metallica.
Well,
it is San Francisco. That's why I said on the show when we discussed it originally, Metallica makes the most sense. I don't know if the NFL will do it. I don't know if Jay-Z, who does all the entertainment, even knows who Metallica is. But
I don't think he would. Are they from Frisco?
From San Francisco, yes.
Courtney and everyone, do you think that this is related to maybe not paying Taylor Swift, but that not even the refs can carry the Chiefs to the Super Bowl this year?
I was going
to
say, I mean, so basically what we've learned is that when it comes to that happy couple, neither one of them will be at the Super Bowl this year.
Does that mean Ravens minus 2.5 is a lock this weekend?
I would take that. I'd probably go with Jay-Z then out of those four.
But he runs the halftime, so I think that would be a weird...
So he probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I stick with, and the name hasn't been popping up as much anymore, but Post Malone is my number one. I think he would be a perfect halftime performance, especially this year. Now that he has the country album under his belt. Like, he can do so many things. He can bring so many people out, to be guest appearances.
I don't know much about their music, but does Chapel Roan, do they have enough bangers?
It's one person.
Okay.
She has bangers, but like I don't think that's her audience. Like the NFL.
Does she have songs where she could bring people out on? Or
yeah,
is
you'd
it just
know
like...
some of her songs. Like Pink Pony Club, that's Chapel Roan.
I've heard that, but that other than that.
Yeah. She has Red Wine Casanova, is that the name of it?
Supernova.
Right. Supernova.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Hot to go. Good
Hot
luck,
to go
babe.
Is big.
I think Frankie Valli is available.
Yes, he is.
He's like 90, isn't
Still
he?
Performing.
I know. Remember that video we played?
Yeah, where he's barely moving his mouth.
Where they just they dragged him out there, and he's not able. He's not even moving his mouth at all.
Right,
poor man.
He's like President Carter going to vote.
I don't know. Linz has been texting me saying like Elvis Costello would be great after she saw him last week. Like she really, yeah.
She really tried to get points with Greg.
Did she text you about how she did not enjoy Elvis Costello?
She didn't tell me that. No,
that's the problem with our relationship is she doesn't know many of the artists that I love. It's a real issue.
Do you ever play her the stories you listen to on the radio?
Are you going to die?
Yeah. I go home. I say, hey, you want to listen to some Paul Harvey this afternoon from the 70s?
And that's the rest of the story.
Santo loves that guy.
Santo does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was good in his time. I think his time has passed. Unfortunately, time has passed Paul Harvey by. All right. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, hello.
Good job. My lead's going to be simple, quick, and like my man Al Davis once said, just win, baby, because I don't know what the magic number is, and it gives me a popsicle headache.
Yeah.
It's four teams that are fighting for two spots, so whoever the hell that is. And what number that is, I don't know, but I would say to the Red Sox, like Al Davis said, just win. If you win, then we don't have to worry about what anybody else
does.
All
the problems go away.
So they all go away.
Win tonight, win tomorrow, win Sunday.
And you're in.
Okay, I like it. Yesterday, Boston officially met the new owner of the Boston Celtics for the first time, Bill Chisholm. Interesting press conference yesterday, and... I was all in on him until there was one sentence that concerned me. And so if I could, here is the way one question went yesterday with the new Celtics ownership group.
So I'm curious, I want to give you a chance to discuss that, where you stand on that in terms of not just the second apron, but getting all the way under the luxury tax and trying to reset some of these penalties, or if you know, don't care, hey, let's go for it.
I mean, let's go for it, but let's do it in a reasonable way. I think, you know, my goal and my, you know, high level direction to Brad and the team is, you know, let's do whatever we can to win championships and raise banners and raise as many as we can, both in the near term, but also in the medium to the long term as well. So definitely taking that approach and the flexibility that Brad talks about, I think that's paramount to doing that. So.
Right, blah, 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 blah. Let's go for it, but do it in a reasonable way.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about Wick and the ownership group prior, they were willing to spend whatever it took to win, from my perspective.
All right.
And then, so, I understand they spent a lot of money for the franchise, $6 billion, and you have to be fiscally responsible, but maybe it doesn't bother you guys, but... The in a reasonable way part makes me a little bit nervous about that.
I mean, let's go for it, but let's do it in a reasonable way.
Yeah, that is never a good sign.
Is it that obviously Wick and everybody did everything that they possibly could to get us that championship two seasons ago, and we're so thankful for that, but now we're in a position when they've spent all that money where we're in trouble. So is he just saying
Curtis says it all the time, like with regard to the Patriots. Who cares? Like, you have the money, spend it.
All right. You just had billions of dollars laying around to put it into a basketball team. Like,
in a reasonable way.
Reasonable way is just awful. God, did that sound
awful. I hear about the second apron all the time. Like, is that what he's saying? Like, we just have to be careful?
Well, he's saying that because they have no arena. Because if you look at the Golden State Warriors owner, I believe it's Cohen. I think that's the guy who owns it.
I think he's from the Boston area.
Yeah, he's from around here somewhere. But, you know, he spent a ton of money, went over it, but they had their own arena. So this guy knows. He
said yesterday that a new arena's on the table, essentially. But he thinks the Bruins and the Celtics should always play in the same arena.
Yeah, if that's true, then there's no...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Arena.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Correct. That was an issue too that I had yesterday.
Because the Bruins, why would the Bruins leave? They own the building. They have a great tenant.
Right. All right. Those are our leads. We can continue to discuss all of those things, but it's a Patriots Friday, and Pop Douglas will join us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.